I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Farm and Ranch Report. The U.S. Federal Reserve has again elected to move forward with interest rate increases following a meeting on Wednesday. Widely expected, the decision raises the Fed's benchmark rate to a range between 0.75% and 1%. The Fed attributed the change to a continued moderate pace of the U.S. economy. For agriculture, USDA economist Rob Johansson has previously said interest rate increases mean more of the same for the farm economy, which is slumping amid low commodity prices. He says the increase may mean a stronger dollar.
And that has the effect of making it more difficult for our producers to sell our products overseas. We become a little bit less competitive on the global scene.
Also, with a higher interest rate, he says,
land and capital equipment would probably go down in value a little bit. As the interest rates go up, it becomes a little bit more difficult to buy those, and therefore demand for those assets will fall. So we would expect the price for agricultural land to come down as interest rates go up.
The increase will likely impact loans for big ticket items such as farm equipment or land purchases, as well as the prime rate, which is the base borrowing rates banks extend to their customers. The rate hike will increase the upward pressure on interest rates that consumers pay overall. But the immediate effect is likely to be modest.
For more ag news, go to aginfo.net or like us on Facebook.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.